This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back to do our mental and verbal gymnastics and exercises for you on the DJV program. It's Monday, the 6th of July. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan presenting you with an environment for growth. How do you feel today? You feel like you have the world by the tail.
Working your way. I feel like it's Monday.
You feel like? Really? So you're not as inspired as you might be on Wednesday. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, here's the deal. There's a lot of fires burning. I just looked in the mirror. When I get allergies, they always show up in black eyes. So I look like a disaster today. What are you going to do?
Really? Put on more makeup and head for
the
door.
That's right. That's what I did. I slapped on
some more makeup. That's what I figured. I know. Stick that makeup on. You'll be fine and dandy.
Slather it on.
Before we get to all the violence that's taken place over the weekend, been a horribly violent 4th of July, I was just thinking about my question to people. I've always got questions. I like to start the hour with sort of a question that we can reflect on, all of us, collectively and individually. And I'm just looking. I have a bust of Buddha on my mantle downstairs, and I have a bust of Buddha outside on a Buddha? Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha.
Outside on a
if you have a bust of Buddha, then that's like a Paula Deen thing, because like she would have something made of Buddha.
A gigantic stick of Buddha.
Buddha. No, that's the New England way of saying butter. Yes, okay. No, Buddha. And I just was thinking to myself, I'm probably more philosophically aligned with the Buddha than I am any other, if there's a vision or some sort of a philosophy. And I wonder how many people who politically think the way I do think that Buddha is an interesting person to follow, ideal-wise.
Can we like just say Buddha? Buddha? Like Buddha. Buddha? Like just Buddha, yeah.
Buddha, what'd I say?
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Again,
it's distracting.
Is it really? All right, let's get to something else that's distracting. That's the amount of violence. I see that a couple of Oklahoma police officers have been charged with murder. This is a case from last year. Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation going after these police officers. So is it open season on these old things that weren't settled or that there wasn't proper?
Well,
how much of this stuff has been buried?
They tased a guy 53 times in nine minutes, and the guy died of multiple heart attacks.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I think the family of the victim has been pushing for an investigation, and I guess now there is.
Why has it taken so long? Now because of what's going on?
Probably, maybe it's been in the works. I don't know.
That's a horrible statement on justice, isn't it? You get right down to it. All right, so Jennifer, you've reviewed some of the other reports from the weekend. What do you have?
Yeah, it was a really violent weekend across the country. Usually we hear these stories and it's always about Chicago, but now it seems New York, Atlanta, D.C. all having their moment. There was a wave of violence over the weekend that left five children shot to death. In southeast D.C., Davin McNeil is 11. He was a sixth-grade football star who wanted to go pro. He was hit in the head by a bullet during a cookout organized by his mother when five men began shooting in the streets nearby. In Atlanta, a day after an eight-year-old girl was fatally shot near the Wendy's restaurant where Rayshard Brooks was killed last month, the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, denounced violence, saying, "Why are we killing each other?" which is a great message, I think. In Chicago, a seven-year-old girl was one of 80 people that were shot over the weekend in Chicago. 17 of those fatally across the city during the weekend. She was the latest in the string of children. In Hoover, Alabama, a 22 22-year-old man was charged on Friday with the shootout inside of the River Chase Galleria that left an 8-year-old boy dead and 3 others injured. And in San Francisco, a 6-year-old boy was fatally shot in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood on Saturday evening. In New York City, there were 55 shootings over the weekend. And this amid calls to defund the police. I mean, I think if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know how I feel about that. I think you know how Doug and Victoria feel about all of that. I don't understand when things are going in this direction with crime on the rise in all of our major cities, why it's the appropriate time to defund police forces.
Appropriate time to get the police to do their job. And
it's the appropriate time to have a conversation about police practices. I don't think anybody on the planet is.
But who in their right mind, in terms of defunding, does that mean something different to different people? What does that mean, defunding the police?
In Los Angeles, it means that now the LAPD will be sending out social workers instead of police officers to what they deem to be non-violent calls. Now, that may be great, but guess what? A lot of those non-violent calls turn violent when you're dealing with the 60,000-plus homeless people in the county of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then for L.A. County,
plus all the beaches that are so overcrowded now, as we saw up and down the Pacific Coast this weekend. You know, there's got to be violence going on, especially with crazy fireworks. No, really, everybody's behaving themselves.
The beaches
really
were not really overcrowded this weekend in California. Okay. No, they were closed. So there were a few pockets where people.
But they were still open because people went anyway.
Yeah, but they weren't crowded. Definitely, mm-hmm. This weekend the beaches were closed and they were being patrolled, basically. Mm-hmm. So the sad thing is people going to the beach, that would be a call that would be made to the police, whereas a homeless person who's probably high on drugs, that would be a call given to a social worker. That, to me, doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to be?
The department, we talked about it, getting rid of the special victims unit. They're getting rid of the gang enforcement unit.
See,
they're just
that's not right. That's not, well, see, these career politicians. I posted something on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and I think I'll put it on the DJV show page as well. There are two things. One of them has to do with the police and what we expect from our police. The other one has to do with politicians and their term in office and how it's all. There's some really outrageous stuff that is part of that, posting. What the families of congressmen and senators get. You know that? Did you know that the daughters and sons of representatives in Congress who have debt from college, they don't have to pay it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't know that.
That's. Oh, yeah. That's.
Oh, my God. How do these people get away with this? It's like, oh, man, all right, I'm going to go down that street and I'm going to go bananas. So, at any rate, Jennifer. The idea from the president is to create a National Heroes Garden. Where would that be and who would be in it?
Washington, D.C., and he listed a whole bunch of people. That was his Saturday speech at the White House, and he talked about who would be in it. It was Martin Luther King. It was Krista McAuliffe, the astronaut. It was a huge part, I think, of my life. There were a bunch of different presidents.
She came from Framingham. You knew that, right?
Yeah, I did know that. Only because you told me. Frederick Douglass would be in there. Let's see, who else?
May I stop you for a second?
Susan B. Anthony. Uh-huh.
I was asked to read part of Frederick Douglass' speech from 1952 at a gathering, a rally here in Framingham on Saturday, and I did. And I prefaced it. A lot of the people who were there had political reasons for being there. I didn't. As a matter of fact, I said that. As I got started, I'm not here for political reasons. I'm here because I studied speech and oratory in school, and this speech is one of the great speeches in terms of content and the way it was delivered, and I'm here to recognize and underscore that. And so I read section 17 and 18 of the speech, and other people were there reading pieces of it. It was just very low-key. But I was talking about how I spent the 4th of July. That was my 4th of July contribution to the 4th of July. I did lots of other things on the farm, but that was, I decided to spend an hour with these folks and to read it. And I remember teaching it when I was in school. I remember studying it when I was in school. It was one of the great, it's one of those speeches that people know if they study that sort of thing, it's there. But if you don't, I think it was very appropriate for that to be resurfacing during the 4th of July, because it was a speech made on the 4th of July. And they found out that he spent a lot of time here in Framingham. Do you know Crispus Attucks?
I think someone actually pulled a Frederick Douglass statue down this weekend, didn't they?
Oh, really? Where?
Isn't that up?
I didn't hear about that. I don't know.
No, that's disappointing. Okay.
One little thing that just on the Frederick Douglass thing that's really interesting.
Rochester, New York, by the way. It was ripped.
Really? God.
One of the things that's really interesting about Frederick Douglass, and it's sort of surfacing now with a lot of, you know, history buffs who are kind of educating, and part of the conversation is to learn as much as we can and realize how little we really know about what actually happened. We talked about, you know, George Washington's quote-unquote wooden teeth were used, you know, the teeth were yanked from
slaves. I mentioned that at the rally.
Yeah, and that's something that no one seems to talk about. Yeah. One of the other things is women, when women got the vote, and I say white women because black women did not get the vote until much later, but when white women got the vote, the suffragette movement, that was, Frederick Douglass was a huge part of that. And so white women really, you know, we all collectively have a whole lot of thanks that need to go in Frederick Douglass's direction, and yet white women turned on him when he wanted all black people to have, he wanted everyone to have the vote, and white women who were suffragettes didn't support that, which is just
I have to tell you, the suffrage movement was a very racist movement. People don't talk about this. I'm glad you brought it up, but the reason Margaret Sanger actually got Planned Parenthood going was to kill black babies. It was all about eugenics, and so white women were actually some of the most racist, I think, of that time, because, and if we look at, obviously, Planned Parenthood's a hot topic now, but what it was found in was to eliminate the black race. That's what it was supposed to do.
Well, as far as the voting
because Margaret Sanger thought they were imperfect babies. That's what her...
Yeah, it's just, white women were certainly happy to take the endorsement from Frederick Douglass because he had a platform. And so, you know, the taking advantage of black people in this country, and this is why people talk about the 4th of July.
Tradition.
Well, all black people were, except unless you were, you know, in the North, but, you know, in 1776, black people were slaves. So I understand the movement for Juneteenth to be a celebration for them. And I understand that, you know, this is the first 4th of July where I had some difficult conversations with my black friends, asking them for the first time in my life, how do you really feel about the 4th of July? And it was a mixed bag of answers.
If they're educated, they have one feeling. If they aren't educated, they have another feeling. And that's part of what, you know, I was talking about before.
Well, no, my friends are all equally educated, but it's but the answers and the feelings were very different.
Yep, I can understand. All right, there's unanimity, however, in the following thought pattern. The way to lose weight and keep it off, avoid the loss of lean body mass. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you lose weight. You lose everything. If you go on one of these radical diets, you can become very unhealthy very quickly. So you got to maintain a certain weight regimen, and you have to keep the muscle. You want to promote healing through your body. And if you're too heavy, you're not having a good time. Your body's not healing itself for sure. It's using all the energy that it has to just kind of keep you going. The good news is Calitrin will help rebuild lean muscle and repair tissue, which will boost your metabolism naturally and promote weight loss, which is what they're all about. Yep, it's Calitrin, the healthy weight loss product backed by science, backed by research, backed by case studies. 86% of the people that go on the Calitrin diet, the program, lose the weight and keep it off. That requires, I think, a good six-month involvement. And the good thing is now, when you go to toploss.com to buy the product, you only have to buy three bottles. You get three bottles free. That's the BOGO deal, the early summer BOGO deal for a product that's safe for everybody in the family to be on. Healthy. There are lots of different things. You go through the website, you see how much better your body will be, not just because you're losing the weight, but the ingredients, the science of the ingredients is fabulous. So please go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV, no shipping, special BOGO deal, buy three, get three free, lose the weight naturally.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Crank it up a little bit. Songs. The reason I wanted to crank it up is because I've heard this before. I have a hard time hearing the lyrics, actually. You ever find that to be a problem, Victoria, when you're listening to pop music or any, but the louder the instrumentation, the background.
I know
sometimes
that's not
you
your
can't.
Kind of music, but.
No, but I'm trying to ascertain or listen to the lyric line, and I don't hear it because it seems to be drowned out by. The music itself. Yes, no.
And then, I mean, I grew up on Green Day, so I don't have that experience.
All right, okay. Green Day, speaking of that, Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy announcing their new 2021 North American tour dates for their Hella Mega Stadium Tour. Supposed to be starting this summer, but tickets that were purchased available now for the new dates, and you hold on, I guess, to the tickets if you had already had them. Groups will be going to Australia and New Zealand this fall before they venture to Europe for next spring. North American leg of the tour kicks off in Seattle next July 14th. Wow, we're already talking about a year from now.
Yeah.
Talk about time flying, huh? And then they're going to be all over the West Coast and heading south. The tour goes from the south to the East Coast, then back to the Midwest, with a stop in Toronto in August, culminating at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City, Colorado, next August 25th. Who's thinking that far ahead? How do you
Everyone
buy tickets?
Everyone has to at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Kara and I have tickets to see Harry Styles a year from Halloween. So.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but it was going to be this year.
It was supposed to be,
back,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's the latest announcement moving things to next year. Coming up on 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria and I now have Billy Joe Armstrong to focus on from Green Day. He's dropped a new version of John Lennon's always relevant song, Gimme Some Truth. Let's see how this sounds. Wow, how much different is that?
Well, I had to go back to listen to the original John Lennon one. I don't know that it's all that different.
Really?
I think, Phil, you've got it there, right?
You got the original one?
It's the new one is faster, but...
Yeah. Maybe noisier.
Kind of same feel to it.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't work. Please give me some truth. Give me some truth. No, that wouldn't work. The track arrived on Armstrong's Instagram page with him writing, quote, "This song was written by John Lennon. First time I heard it was a cover by one of my all-time favorites, Generation X." He added that his version fell somewhere between Generation X, Billy Idol, and Lennon's original. Do you have all of those versions there, Phil? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know if Billy Idol actually ever covered it.
Recorded
it,
yeah.
I could picture him doing it, but I don't know if he ever officially released a cover of it.
Yeah. Armstrong and Green Day spent the last couple of months dropping a steady stream of covers to keep fans entertained. Previous selections for This Is Generation X. Okay. See, I think that sounds more like the Billy Joe Armstrong version, don't you, than the John Lennon version?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
So he maybe copied them more in terms of tempo and whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so the No Fun Mondays series, which Armstrong and Green Day have been participating in, include takes on Eric Carmen's That's Rock and Roll, Kim Wilde's Kids in America, and The Wonders, That Thing You Do. That was from the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was kind of interesting.
I just saw that movie recently for the first time.
I did, too.
It's very cute. Yeah, it's
pieces
very cute.
Of it, anyway. Yeah, right. It is. Well, it captures... Tom Hanks was the sort of boss of the group. He was the Colonel Parker, in a way, to this group. And it does capture a lot of the energy that was prevalent when, you know, that music was being made. 28 after here on the DJV program.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters begin throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the Mountain Lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words Dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lugawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four minutes after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, facing the music, if you will. Face forward. I remember when I was talking about the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. My 3rd grade teacher, Miss Wells, used to have us fold our hands on the desk and face forward. What are your memories of elementary school? You have any like that, Victoria, or anybody? We all have memories of our favorite teacher, our favorite moments. We used to say a prayer when school started. We used to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We sang the Star-Spangled Banner, all of that stuff. So, but I'm guessing
same
you didn't
thing
have to
for
do
us.
It. Did you? Really? Did you have to sit with your hands folded on the desk? Be quiet, face
that.
Forward?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there was... Our classes were very small. I grew up in a really tiny town, so I had 11 kids in my class from up until, like, 6th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's why you're so smart. I get
it. Well, the school was terrible, but it, you know...
Yeah. Individualized, terrible attention.
Out of it.
Yeah. All right, so what sort of travel news are we enduring? Is it still cars and recreational vehicles and gas under $2 a gallon?
Well, that is definitely a big trend for the summer. Airbnb sales are through the roof, which is really interesting because when COVID-19 hit and it hit the U.S., the first business that really took, that went into the tank beyond, you know, restaurants is the entire hospitality industry, really, hotels and Airbnbs, and there were people selling their Airbnb units and or trying to, and it was just I think a lot of people thought Airbnb was going to go out of business, and they're now booked up to, I think it's like their bookings are up 200% or something like that. So, yes,
200%.
It's some insane number, and most people are not driving further than 250 miles from where they live. So those are the new reports that just came out last week from Airbnb, just tracking how customers are booking their trips. So about 250 miles seems to be as far as anyone really wants to go.
Well, that was the prediction, I think, wasn't it? Pretty much along those lines.
I think the original prediction was no one was ever going to travel at all, that people just weren't going to do anything. But yes, RV rentals, that's also a big business right now. And I was just driving on Friday. I was driving by. I didn't even realize it was near here, but there's an Airstream dealership that's about maybe half an hour from where we live. And it was packed with people. You could see everyone's wearing a mask, and everyone's like, you know, walking around the different models that they have out on the dealer lot. And it was just crazy because so many people want to buy an RV and an Airstream, and they're really popular.
Well, you can buy them now. It's like buying a house 30 years,
right?
About $300 a month. Let's go. Yeah.
Exactly. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but now some people are starting to fly, and airlines are adding more and more routes back to their schedule. So a little bit of good news, if you are a traveler, now you know everyone has to be subjected, whether it's through the TSA or through the individual airline, they're doing temperature checks. The Airlines for America, A4A, which is an industry trade organization that pretty much represents all the major airlines, they say that they really want the TSA to take ownership of the temperature checks so that it's a standardized practice, which I agree with.
But they don't run the airports where the people get on the planes. Should TSA be doing that?
Well, that's what I just said. They want the TSA to do that.
Oh, I saw you said the air, but yes, right, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Delta, United, and American, the three big ones, they're the ones that are represented by this Airlines for America trade organization. So they're pushing for the TSA to take over because I think Delta and maybe American have already said that they will be doing temperature checks on their own. So now it gets into a bit of a murky kind of place. But if you are turned away, and that's what this airline group is now saying, that if you're turned away because you have a temperature that's higher than what's allowed, that you can get refunded by the airline. So you won't lose your ticket. They will actually give you a refund if you're not allowed on the plane. So that's one good thing for travelers.
Right. Hard for them. I mean, as money grubbing as they always have been, and now they need, you know, to have reasons. maybe the reason a little better.
But
they got to be more flexible.
If they're refusing you to get on the plane, then they have to reimburse you. So that's one thing. Just know, if you are traveling and, you know, you don't pass the temperature check, then you can get your money back. The other bit of good news for, I guess, certain class passengers, Delta is now starting to redo, they're reinstating their alcohol policy. So if you are in first or in Delta Comfort, which is sort of like a business class, then you will be getting complimentary beer and wine again, and they will be in single-serve bottles so they can minimize the amount of time that you need to be, you know, conversing with a flight attendant. Now, if you're in coach, when you get on the plane, this is kind of a new change. When you get on the plane, that's when they're handing out snacks so that they don't have to go aisle by aisle. So when you get on, you're going to be handed your bag of peanuts or cookies or whatever, and then you head to your seat, and then that's pretty much the end of interaction. Unless you have an emergency and you need to discuss something with the flight attendant, they really don't want any. They are really trying to cut down on the amount of interaction that they have with the crew.
I don't know what to think about that. I say this lovingly. I do whatever I can to sit up front. Because I don't like the crowded conditions in the back, and usually, you know, I haven't checked to see what their policy is on food and stuff now up front. It'd be interesting to see if that's the same or if it's different. But I fully intend when I get on a plane next time. It probably won't be until August. I'm usually on a plane, not in the summer so much, but in the winter every week or 10 days. And, you know, I kind of have a routine established as to what I do and how I do it and where I want to sit. And so now the routine will be upended somewhat. But I don't have a problem wearing a mask on the plane. You get comfortable. I think probably when you actually get right down to brass tacks, probably makes good sense and would have for years because the air in the plane mm-hmm. sucks.
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about Asian right. countries. Asian countries, people wear masks all the time. They fly yeah. with a mask on. They, yep. you know, if you're a woman and you go anywhere to an Asian nail salon, you never see the technician's face. They're always wearing a mask. And mm-hmm. it's just to protect themselves and to keep whatever they may have from spreading to you. It's, yep. you know, it I don't know. I guess over here we just... I have no problem wearing a mask. I don't understand the argument.
Yeah,
trying to
either.
Make an argument against it, yeah. but, you know. Yeah.
Right. Other items of interest from that world, automakers scrambling to decide how and when to launch new cars and trucks because they've stopped making cars for 3-4 months. The auto shows have all been canceled till next year. They spend a lot of money every year debuting the new vehicles like the Hummer electric vehicle, that new Ford Bronco that a lot of people are talking about. You know, those things, they spend a lot of money on those things.
Well, the Bronco especially. That's a lot of hype around it.
Yep. GM did not say when it will unveil the Hummer, given it's not ready to go into production until next fall anyway. Ford doesn't have as many luxury vehicles, but this Bronco is, you're right, the talk of the town. It's basically built on the same, it'll be the same chassis as the 150, the Ford F-150, and the other four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicles like the Explorer, I think. So anyway, they're supposed to be unveiling the Bronco though on the 13th of this month on Disney. They have a deal with Disney so that the lineup will be, there are a lot of advertising moments that you'll see on ABC and ESPN. National Geographic, Hulu, Disney Channel, that sort of thing. So, let's see. It's very important to have a partner for publicity purposes because they will then, you know, the news media itself, the press, which is important for all of this stuff, pays more attention to it. And, you know, you don't want to have one guy standing there with a notebook. No, that doesn't quite work. The other items here, as far as the virus is concerned, or things related to it. We all know about the PPP plan, the Paycheck Protection Program, that was supposed to end at the end of June, and now it's been extended into next month. So if you have not applied to the small business folks, or this has got to be through your bank. And that's one of the reasons that it has sort of been put over, because the banks didn't know what to do. A lot of them didn't want to do it because they're only getting a point. They can't make any money on it, so they just messed them all up. Shows you the self-serving. The bigger banks were the worst. Awful. How many times did Jennifer tell us the story about Wells Fargo and how they screwed around mm-hmm. with her? Yep. Why people, these big banks, man, they're not on your side. They want your money, and that's it. So, and this was a real separation point for people to understand. If you don't have a relationship with any bank, but a smaller bank, you're in big trouble, because most of the PPP stuff went through small banks. So they already have kicked out $520 billion to small businesses. That is what's under 150. I'm sorry, under 500 people, under $150 million a year in revenue. You know, the average loan size was $107,000. That's pretty interesting. Do you know anybody in business? What's that?
Did you think it would be more or less than that?
I didn't give it any thought, to be honest with you. I was more concerned about the abuses and how they were happening. But this, you know, it just shows you how big the bureaucracy is and how much of a problem it is as to how this thing was mangled at the beginning. My bank president told me that nobody knew anything. There were no, they just said here, we're giving you $500 million, disperse it amongst your customers. And this is it. That was paid. There was one page of documentation. And that was pretty much it. So they, you know, they went to their good customers and said, okay, you have to, this is what's required now. Now, the requirements have changed. So, and one of the reasons they spread this out, Congress spread it out, is basically when you get the money, you're not going to have to pay it back. Use it for payroll. Use it for your rent. Use it for fixed expenses. And you're all set. That's it. And you got to, at some point in time, they're going to ask you to prove that's what you did with it. You'll still be able to do this. I don't know that you can go back and get more if you already have some, but this is for people who haven't been able to get money out of it because their banks wouldn't, or, you know, whatever it is. It gives you time to find a new bank. The city of Chicago, we were talking about all of the violence there this weekend, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
They're ordering people to stay, that come in to the city to quarantine. This has nothing to do with the violence. It's just interesting because I was looking at other cities. I don't think they're doing this in New York, are they, or Los Angeles, to order people to quarantine? And then how do they police that?
Yeah, they are in New York and New Jersey.
How do they police that?
That's the thing. It's recommended. It's not mandated by law, at least in New York and New Jersey. But I think in Chicago they're going to start fining people. But how do you? I don't know how.
How do you
know.
Do that?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I would think that would be a difficult thing. Frankly, yeah. And then we get back to the whole business about policing and what the police are supposed to be doing. Is this what you want the police to do? I don't know that I want the police. I want to feel like I'm free again. The problem is that so many people are irresponsible. They do dumb, stupid, thoughtless, narcissistic things, and so they need to be policed. They need to be, and I suppose there's always been that sort of, there's always been irresponsibility in certain segments of society, but don't you just want to feel, I don't want to talk about the government all the time. I don't want the government to be in my face all the time. I want to enjoy life. Just, I was driving late in the day yesterday on one of my tractors, raking some hay, and I was thinking the sky was blue, it was beautiful. This is what I have, that I always, when I do that, feel thanks and want to express thankful thoughts, and I do. Gratitude's very important. But I just think to myself, how much simpler it was when I was doing this 40 years ago than it is now. It really was.
Yeah.
You know? And what's it been complicated? Has it been complicated by the fact that there are too many people here in our country, too many people on the planet? Is that part of the problem? I guess it is to a certain extent.
It's a factor, I think. Sure.
Yeah, it is. Yep, sure is. All right, here's a factor in keeping yourself look fabulous. That bright white smile that you used to have, but all the coffee you drink, tea, red wine, smoking, maybe if you're still doing that, take its toll. All those items take its toll on your teeth. So I would suggest, I saw a lot of whitening products on the air, mostly toothpaste. You know how they have those little pearls in the toothpaste that eat away, they etch away at your enamel. Yeah, they get rid of the stains. They also get rid of the enamel. So your teeth are laying bare and open to all kinds of problems that will eventually complicate your gums. And you can't have compromised gums because that affects your health and well-being. So why not use the all-natural way? Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. Nothing messy about this. You snap open the little tube and you swab your teeth. And in 5 minutes, those stains start going away, and you keep working on it, and they'll disappear. They will. Power Swabs removes those stains from your natural teeth and your caps and your veneers. So let's go to powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. That means you get a discount of 40%. Take another $10 off, free shipping as well, only with the code DJV10 at powerswabs.com. 10 minutes for the hour here on today's DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Throw him in. I don't know that I actually have never seen this movie. From end to end. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and I don't know why it never really appealed to me, but it never really did. This is the theme from Forrest Gump. Chuck Curry is here. Normally, if we were living in normal times, it would be Monday, box office total day. Box office totals equal zero times zero times zero. So, Forrest Gump plays what part in our lives today, Chucker?
This day in film history, Doug, July 6, 1994, Forrest Gump opened nationwide, went on to win the Oscar for not only Best Picture, but Best Actor, Tom Hanks. Interesting year, 94, because it competed against another film, which I think made, I think Forrest Gump's a really good film, but there's another film released that year that I think has stood the test of time and maybe should have won the Oscar for Best Picture, and that's The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Also, Pulp Fiction was released that year also. So,
Good year
for movies.
Yeah, it was a good year. Well, so what are we going to do this year when it comes down to awarding the... Aren't they pushing the Oscars back till April because they're worried about having... You know, wondering what's going to get released and how they're going to compete, that sort of thing, right?
Let me expand on that. I was telling you right before I went on the air, the theater that I'm associated with that you went to visit last year, the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, which is a nonprofit, and basically independent theater that we do mainstream films. So there's really not a new product to show. So we just opened Friday. We booked The Goonies for 1 week and Superman the movie from 1970 for 1 week. And we're showing it free, and they're gorgeous high-definition transfers from the studio, what's called the DCP. And I would say, Doug, for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, total, I don't think we got 30 people to come in and watch.
Wow.
And it tells me one thing. It tells me that if you're a multiplex like AMC, Regal, AMC, I think you got a big problem going forward because, like you just said off the air, the fear factor here, and I've read articles on this, people have now become conditioned not to go indoors with other people, and even I think, you know, 10 or 15, 20 people makes them somewhat nervous. So I do see, just a gut feeling, I do see studios being very reluctant to release big budget product like Chris Nolan's Tenet or Warner Brothers' sequel to Wonder Woman 1984. I just think they're going to get real nervous and hold most of this product till 2021. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. And if they do that, I don't know how multiplexes are going to survive.
How is AMC? AMC was on the brink, and Amazon was going to buy them. What's the latest you hear in that department?
Well, I think that's still true. You know, I don't know. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes, whether they're trying to work out a deal. I guess AMC will put themselves in maybe Chapter 13, which is protection. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to go defunct or go out of business. But if you don't have any revenue month after month, it's hard to formulate a game plan. I mean, you know, business without revenue, really, there's not much you could do other than ultimately be in big trouble.
Yeah. Well,
I hate saying that. Like you said, I want to come on and talk about box office totals and what I just saw. But unfortunately, this is the treadmill we're stuck on.
Yep, and we have to be more independent thinking is needed, I believe. I noted that Clark Gregg, who is someone that has been well known for the Iron Man movies,
yes,
the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is leaving his wife. We were talking about this earlier, when I first looked at him, I said, he looks like the guy that's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He is.
As it happens, he is very friendly with my son, and I don't know, you know, we don't talk about this kind of stuff when it comes to, as it becomes sort of gossipy. But you know, you look around, and I think it is, from what I heard, Victoria, we were talking earlier, we were talking about a number of divorces, and again, it's because people spend so much time together, they can't get out and do their normal thing, and so they're forced to spend time with people that in many instances they don't even really know. Who really knows the person? You know, there's that question about, do you ever really know anybody else? I've been asked that question before by people I care
about. What's the answer? Tell me. I'm curious what's your answer.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think people are getting to know people.
Yeah, well, that's better. And they don't like what they've gotten to know. And so
let me answer that question. You will never really know any person, even the person closest to you, 100%. That's my answer.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And you never know somebody either until you live with them. And then, who knows, then all bets kind of off. All right, well, there it is. We digressed a little, but it's okay.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.